If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is Hidden Killers Live with Tony Bruschi, Stacey Cole, and Todd Michaels.
Let's keep watching.
By the way, if you get a nod that I can use out there, we could really use it. What does Steel Bar stand for?
Tasha Residue.
Residue. Okay. You do a really hard job, you guys, so.
Testing your hands.
What time do your kids have school?
So, I think the school ends at like 5.
Okay.
But I usually they call them early. Danny probably told me that's going to take them to Truesdale today, so we'll meet that day earlier. But if I, that would be. There's another family town that we were really close with. That woman's name is Lynn, but it happens sometimes, every once in a while, with weather, whenever the alarm gets triggered. So I don't think anything of it. But I wonder if there was like an attempt in. Break it yesterday.
I don't know.
I didn't have an interaction with him, but that's the last time I saw him was Wednesday. I picked up the kids and I was going to take them to Whole Foods.
Oh, crap.
And I saw Danny working on his computer in the window of the Whole Foods, and I took him to BurgerFi instead.
Oh.
Because he and I were, you know, divorced.
Right.
And interactions with him were hard. That's what I was saying, that my last contact wasn't very nice. I guess nice. No, it's fun while it lasted.
Have you ever over yet? Had you ever fired on?
And they call it skeet shooting about 12 years ago.
I could see one of my friends wanting to shake him, but I'm very scared of figures I don't understand. That's what happened. He and I got along fine for the sake of the kids. He told everyone around the community that I was mentally ill because only a crazy person would leave him. And I thought it would be better for the boys if they didn't grow up thinking that's the way you treat women.
Look how she contradicts herself.
You know, she's really nice and she's, you know, very sweet. And she's recently divorced too, so she knows how awkward all of this is to meet the new person. He came out to fix it and then told me that what was wrong with it wasn't fixable.
I'm going to introduce you to a victim advocate. She's going to be very helpful.
The reason why I say my, his parents are going to say I did it is because after we got divorced, I wanted to move to South Florida. And I filed a petition to relocate in the court. You can always leave. You just can't leave with your kids.
Oh, I mean, you can be there when your kids get picked up from school.
Right, because what the alternative would be like a police officer.
Yeah, no, we don't want to do
scary.
That.
Oh, my God.
And this is Sarah Latour.
Hi, Sarah.
She's Rick Lafton.
How are you?
Yeah,
I'm so here on the side. You don't mind? To meet you, I have this record stands. I'm usually a lot more fun. Trying to find some next of kid. see what their names. They just got divorced. Their seven baby just got divorced after like 30 something. I'm sure you do this all the time.
I cannot believe that it's happening.
And I'm very scared because if this could happen, like, what if someone's going to come after the kids? And why would this? And why would? And I get why it would be a suspect. But the idea that we were divorced, but I would ever do anything. It's like, I understand why they need to quit. I don't even want to. So I do best with being helpful. So why don't you tell me what I could do to help you?
Well, skipping the parent thing.
Just so upset right now that I'm worried about parenting effectively. My parents' names are Tona and Harvey Adelson.
And you say they're in Florida?
They are. They're sort of in the process of retiring. So they work together.
They're super happy
and love. 40 plus years in. So they live in Coral Springs for part of the week and did my week for part of the week.
I just been like getting that mortgage and so
for future. The person who feels most comfortably is my friend Lynn
Emmerich.
She's just a bit older than me and very close to their family. I am in shock right now, so I could probably be functional to drive a car.
Well, I can help with kind of that type of stuff.
I have a lot of friends who have kids, so they have their own responsibility.
You know your boyfriend in the home.
Right? So if there was a plan they were expecting, it would have been the go to the pool plan, but they knew that it was time to be with me. So eating with two girlfriends from the psychiatrist.
So they probably be good people to talk about that.
One of them is a child psychiatrist. So I just
she might be a good person to talk to, especially about
how to talk to him with. Goddess, we really should start memorizing more phone numbers. I just feel like I'm in
Twilight Zone.
I keep picturing my kids at a funeral, having to say goodbye to my dad. And I just
take it one step.
I have to do this.
Let's pause.
Yeah, I have no timeline.
Well, obviously, she didn't take the kids to the funeral.
Correct.
So they didn't have to worry about that much. But again, all over the board. I mean, literally. She contradicts herself so quickly.
Well, go ahead, Todd.
I was just going to say, we had a great comment earlier, and it was the amount of time Wendy patiently waits to hear what happened is unbelievable. She heard the message of a shooting before she even sat down. So she wasn't frantic at the beginning at all.
There's a shooting at your ex-husband's house, and your children were there. Not at that exact moment, but they could have been. You don't know the answer to that question yet. And you're just kind of like, I wonder what they're going to tell me as you're sitting in the police.
Can you imagine?
It's for questioning.
Yeah. The point I was going to bring up was the fact that this woman is, she's a bit frantic, but I also feel like she doesn't know how to act here. She's really confused, and it's really coming out all over the place. And I just wonder how any of us would act in an interrogation. I've been interrogated once.
What happened? What did you do?
Well, and it has to do with the radio station. So we had this dance that raised a lot of money for cancer every year. And I'm trying to
remember. How the hell did Disco Cures Cancer end up within a police interrogation?
Because one of the salespeople stole the money.
Oh, I remember this. Okay, yeah.
So anybody who had walked into the building over the weekend where the cash box had been sitting before it made it to the bank on Monday was a suspect. Well, we had key cards.
Yeah, so they questioned you because you were in the building. And?
Correct. And the reason I went into the building was because I was so damn broke that I had to go into the building to steal a roll of toilet paper.
Did you admit this when you were questioned? Or did you say I need to go get something at my desk because you didn't steal the money?
I said I needed to go in and get something.
Okay. Toilet paper.
And they didn't ask what it was. I just said I went in quickly because I was only in briefly. You don't have to use the key card to get out. So they didn't know how long I was in there. But it became a running joke that my old radio partner, Dave, he always buys me toilet paper for my birthday now.
I would say it would have been very suspicious if you said, I went in, but I was there to steal toilet paper, not the money. You would have been arrested.
Exactly. But it was terrifying, the questions they ask you. But obviously, I was never a suspect after the interrogation, but it lasted for an hour asking me about all the things that I do in my life. And it was terrifying. So I guess I could see being all over the place and being scattered, but I feel like she's giving nuggets of truth by accident here.
Yeah.
And I think that's because she knows what happened.
It feels like she has some idea, or she suspects she has some idea that her trainers have killed her husband.
Yeah.
I think that's what she called the Adels, her trainers.
Yeah.
Because that's kind of what they are. And I mean, and I like the comment there, Wendy's anti-anxiety meds heavily failed her that day. They'd fail anyone if Donna Adelson's your mom. Like, there ain't no meds that are going to do that unless they're like completely sedating you. Yeah. You are always going to be on edge if that's your mother and you have that kind of relationship with her in your life. You are always going to be like Wendy if it's unregulated, unchecked, and you're just going along with the game.
Yeah.
It really is spooky. Let's watch a little bit more of that.
With be recognizing told no Frank was still a traumatized I'm about to get bloody traumatized. So what I would most like would be to pick them up myself and have someone with me if they don't feel like I can drive. I think you can tell them Wendy needs help. Picking up the boys because I don't have, like, I think you can tell them why I don't need them.
Sorry,
those were what?
You're welcome. I'll fill out whatever paperwork you want.
Right here. Sir, sit down.
I eat a lot. I lost the key to my house, so I went to buying many spare keys to give to friends around town so I don't get locked out of my house again. How did they bring it here? Was that
Topher.
Topher.
Truck? We're trying to be as efficient as possible.
She heard there was a shooting on Trescott. I thought because she's a real estate agent, maybe she was rolling around and she saw Trescott. But I also am kind of scared that there's like some maniac out there. Your job is very hard.
There is a maniac out there.
I'm coming.
Thank you for saying that.
I feel like I'm in the middle of a nightmare.
This isn't something that anyone plans on going through or wants to go through.
I understand why I'm a suspect. I guess I'm not a suspect. I understand why you would think that I would do this, but not you, but...
Right.
There's no way he did it.
He never really got depressed. You never got upset. You're like, he's a really positive guy. God is dead. Lincoln is still in diapers, but is having a sophisticated conversation about God. You would say to my mom, who's still very heartbroken, and also for mother, you say to her mom, like, is your mommy dead? Mm-hmm. And she'd say, yes, you know, you're named after him. So, is there, like, are we getting updates from the hospital?
They have been, and you know, they were at the hospital. Obviously, when, you know, something like this happened, they could go to the hospital.
How did this... So when it happened, did someone call the police because they heard a gunshot or something? How would they know? Like, did he call the police?
I always recommend people not, especially young children.
They're so little. I mean, I want them to have, if it's going to have to be memories, I want them to be good. But why would someone do this? Like, why would they just come after my whole family? I just have no idea what's happening right now.
I'm sorry. I'm being cryptic. Something's happened with her ex-husband and she meant you here and we need help picking up the kids.
Like your mother would say, you can't have your focus in two places at once.
He has a severe, yes, his severe brain injury. It's apparently there's too much damage to recover from.
Like, if I once said if I ever was like brain dead, I would want to be like, I'd want the plug pulled. Oh my God.
Dwarf.
Oh.
So, hence, hopefully we can.
Okay, the kids. Yeah, the kids.
All right, now let's talk about the kids.
She likes the boys a lot, but it would be better for Lynn to pick them up just because Lynn has picked them up before. Like, when Danny had a back surgery, they're really, they call her Aunt Wendy. They're really close with her.
I think you're a straightforward person. And I think at this point, if you had anything to do with this, you'd have already told me.
I tried to kill my ex-husband. They should be prosecuted to the full extent of the law.
Regardless of who it is.
He's the Joker.
Okay. All right. Based on the fact that the clock is already ticking.
I don't want them, like, where's mommy?
Mommy busy. Mommy busy, can't come here right now. Will that suffice?
For a little while, yeah. Anyway, this is a very unusual circumstance. I could call the school and tell them I approve Jane McPherson to pick up the kids, and then I'm really bad with directions.
Hi, Mr. Chuck. This is Wendy Bennett Lakenswell. Hi. I'm not going to be able to pick them up today, but my friend Jane McPherson's going to come. Is that okay? Her name is Jane McPherson. She's a petite woman with short blonde hair. I guess this is a very different version of me if you saw on state speaking versus having this. Thank you for that.
Reality.
I know there was a shooting in Danny's block this morning. That's
all I know. And we're just climbing up the street and I saw like the tape. And I just thought, oh, maybe there's like an electrical outage or something. Like I saw the street blocked.
The station worker, I've picked up kids that don't know me before, but I think, especially given this.
You gave them your name.
Clearly, there's not the most important. It isn't. It's not the most important.
Okay, let's pause here. And we'll probably wrap up that video. We're going to skip the filler in between video, Todd. We're going to end up going next to some of those clips that I had in just a moment, so you can get that queued up. Sure. Wendy on blaming Charlie. All over the board there.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi there, my name is Annie Elise, aka your true crime BFF and host of the podcast Serialously. I have been a true crime enthusiast forever, but I wished somebody would break down the cases for me like a friend, giving all the details and discussing every twist and turn. So I decided to create a podcast that does just that. Serialously with Annie Elise is topping the charts with over 1 million weekly downloads. I do the deep dives in these cases so you don't have to, diving into all the raw details, saying what we're all thinking, and in a conversational way, just like having a conversation with your best friend. So join me and let's talk all things true crime. Serialously with Annie Elise. New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday wherever you get your podcasts. Hi there, my name is Annie Elise, aka your true crime BFF and host of the podcast Serialously. I have been a true crime enthusiast forever, but I wished somebody would break down the cases for me like a friend, giving all the details and discussing every twist and turn. So I decided to create a podcast that does just that. Serialously with Annie Elise is topping the charts with over 1 million weekly downloads. I do the deep dives in these cases so you don't have to, diving into all the raw details, saying what we're all thinking, and in a conversational way, just like having a conversation with your best friend. So join me and let's talk all things true crime. Serialously with Annie Elise. New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday wherever you get your podcasts. Hi there, my name is Annie Elise, aka your true crime BFF and host of the podcast Serialously. I have been a true crime enthusiast forever, but I wished somebody would break down the cases for me like a friend, giving all the details and discussing every twist and turn. So I decided to create a podcast that does just that. Serialously with Annie Elise is topping the charts with over 1 million weekly downloads. I do the deep dives in these cases so you don't have to, diving into all the raw details, saying what we're all thinking, and in a conversational way, just like having a conversation with your best best friend. So join me and let's talk all things true crime. Serialistly with Annie Elise. New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday wherever you get your podcasts. Are you someone who watches every true crime documentary the day that it releases and then find yourself always wanting to know more, Googling the timelines, red flags, and then falling into the social media rabbit hole? Well, I'm here to do all of that for you, bringing the facts, theories, and details that no one else is covering on my hit true crime podcast, Serialistly with Annie Elise. Whether it's everything with the Idaho 4 case now that the documents are unsealed, or shocking cases you've never heard of, packed with love triangles, cults, and twists you won't see coming. With over a million downloads a week, I break it down for you just like your best friend would. Serialistly with Annie Elise. New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday wherever you get your podcasts. Hi there, my name is Annie Elise, aka your true crime BFF and host of the podcast Serialistly. I have been a true crime enthusiast forever, but I wished somebody would break down the cases for me like a friend, giving all the details and discussing every twist and turn. So I decided to create a podcast that does just that. Serialistly with Annie Elise is topping the charts with over 1 million weekly downloads. I do the deep dives in these cases so you don't have to, diving into all the raw details, saying what we're all thinking, and in a conversational way, just like having a conversation with your best friend. So join me and let's talk all things true crime. Serialistly with Annie Elise. New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday wherever you get your podcasts. Are you someone who watches every true crime documentary the day that it releases and then find yourself always wanting to know more, Googling the timelines, red flags, and then falling into the social media rabbit hole? Well, I'm here to do all of that for you, bringing the facts, theories, and details that no one else is covering on my hit true crime podcast, Serialistly with Annie Elise. Whether it's everything with the Idaho 4 case now that the documents are unsealed, or shocking cases you've never heard of, packed with love triangles, cults, and twists you won't see coming. With over a million downloads a week, I break it down for you just like your best friend would. Serialistly with Annie Elise. New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday wherever you get your podcasts.